It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Flashback on a Monday brought to you by Diesel Works, the diesel shop that stands behind our first responders who are certainly busy this morning. Bless you guys and gals out there. Do be safe. Well, this morning in the flashback, it's been a string of notable passings, right? But a trailblazer in country music. We lost over the weekend country music legend Jeannie Seeley, passing away at the age of 85. A legend, and certainly all the outpouring of stars like Reba, Dolly, Trisha Yearwood been sending condolences over the weekend, Miranda too. The nickname Miss Country Soul was given to Jeannie Seeley because of that soul-inspired vocal delivery of hers. Member of the Grand Ole Opry, performer there, and that is certainly maybe where she made her biggest mark, Jeannie Seeley, was at the Grand Ole Opry. First of all, appeared more times on the program than any other performer anywhere. 5,397 appearances at the Grand Ole Opry, dating back to May of 1966, which is pretty much when she started, including 57 years as a member of the Opry. She came out of Northwest Pennsylvania, but after high school, started a banking career, actually, and that moved her to California. But she started writing songs while she worked at the bank, and it started getting recorded by other artists along the way. So she moves to Nashville in late 65. By 1966 spring, she has her first big record that comes out. Don't Touch Me. U.S. country top five out of the gate. And her husband, who wrote it, by the way, was the legendary songwriter Hank Cochran. That may have helped a little bit. He wrote Patsy Cline's I Fall to Pieces, Make the World Go Away. Yeah, it's a pretty good end into the business. But she definitely backed it up. And as we were talking about with the Grand Ole Opry, Jeannie Seeley credited with modernizing the Grand Ole Opry. We talked a little of this last hour. They had the Opry dress code for women that was long ruffled skirts. That was, well, actually, I looked it up into the 70s. She was the first one to, not do that. And then wear a miniskirt at the Opry. Said, I just came here from California. This is what everybody's wearing. She also pushed for women to be able to host Opry segments on the program. And in 85, became the first woman to do so. Even though the only reason it happened is because the male host got caught in a snowstorm. But she capped at it. In 1993, management finally changed their mind there at the Opry. Known for songs, A Wandering Man, Can I Sleep in Your Arms, and that 1966 Grammy Award-winning song. This from 1966, October of that year, fittingly, live from the Opry, Jeannie Seeley.
Your hand is like a torch, each time you touch me.